Well, it is Riverview's basketball to start this fourth quarter, and it's Mountain Hills ball to start this fourth quarter. They got to hurry up and inbound it, and they probably do. Cruz gets into Bend, and we are underway. Here is Cruz with the ball at the top now. He's going to drill towards lane. Now kicks out to Peters. Peters is going into the lane, and he loses his footing and gets called for travel. Six turnover tonight against Mountain Home. We are 11 seconds into this final period. Mountain Home leading 34-28. Arnett into the front court for the Raiders. Dribbles to the right wing. Takes the screen, and an illegal screen by Brookins. That is his third personal foul, team foul number four against Riverview, and the 13th turnover against the Raiders as well. Brookins going to take a seat with his third foul as he's replaced by Ashton Williams. 7:35 left to play in the game. Mountain Home with the ball back, leading by six. Ben being double-teamed in the backcourt, now gets into the front court to Peters. He's going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, a little strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Jones. He gets the roll to go in. Matt Jones now with 7 points. 36-28, Mountain Home on top. 7:16 left in this game. Brown with the ball to get into Arnett. Now we're to Vaughn. He's going into the lane, going up for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in 1 day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
On the turnover. 6:37 left to play in the game. Mountain Home with the ball leading 36-30. Here's Cruz throwing into the front court to Bashirs as Mountain Home breaks the press once again. Bashirs has the ball on the right side, throwing up top to Benton. Benton will dribble to the left wing. Now picks up his dribble, throws it up top to Jones. Now Cruz has it between circles. Over to Cresilius on the right side. Cresilius takes the screen from Cruz, throws over to Benton on the left wing. Benton looking to decide where to go. Now gets the screen from Cruz, goes for the free throw line. Now kicks it out to Bashirs on the left corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. His shot was blocked. Mountain Home does get the ball back as Bashirs chased that ball down. Mountain Home's going to set back up. Here's Benton with it on the right side. Finds Bashirs in the corner. Now top to Jones. Jones is going to go into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. And now I think Mountain Home's going to get the timeout before Riverview inbounds it. That's exactly the case. And so we'll break with 5:39 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Riverview 38-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Well, as Riverview with the basketball coming out of the Mountain Home timeout. The Bombers lead 38-30, 5.5 minutes left. Here is Brown with it, giving it to Overstreet. Overstreet going into the lane. looking to pull for the jumper right over Bashir's. May have been partially blocked. That's home. Comes up with the basketball. Back on the Bombers. Here's Ben with the ball on the left side. Drills up to the top. Now Ben loses his defender. Now gives it up top to Jones. Now Cruz has it between the circles. He's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the layup. Rolls around, does not go. And the rebound is saved in by Arnett, but right into the hands of a Mountain Home player. So Mountain Home's going to set back up. Here's Jones with it, throwing it to Ben in the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Back in the corner to Casillas. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Arnett. Back come the Raiders. 4:45 left in the game. Riverview trails by 8. Ball goes over to Overstreet on the right side. His three-pointer good. KL Overstreet with 9 points. It's a five-point lead for Mountain Home. 38-33 our score with less than 4.5 minutes left. Here's Casillas into the front court. Has the ball on the left side. Wyatt Gilbert's going to check in for Mountain Home in the next available time. Ball goes up top to Matt Jones. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. On the right side, Liz. Sorry. Here's Casillas with it now in the corner. And the ball, he tries to bounce pass, and it hits the baseline. And Mountain Home's going to turn it over with 4:10 left. Casillas is going to check out of the game, replaced by Wyatt Gilbert. Riverview with the ball as Mountain Home leads by 5. Brown across the timeline for the Raiders. He has the ball on the left side. Now he's going into the lane. Kicks out to Arnett in the corner. His three-pointer, no good. Misses everything. And the rebound's controlled by Jones for the Bombers. Here's Ben quickly back to the other way for Mountain Home. Throwing it to Gilbert in the near the left corner. He thought about three. Now he's going to drill out to the wing. This time he is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Arnett. That quickly comes Riverview. Arnett throws it to Brown on the left side. Dangerous throw, but Brown is able to secure it. Now he takes the screen. Going into the lane. He's going to shuffle his feet before he gets the shot off, and he's going to be called for traveling. 15th turnover against Riverview. Sincere Brookins checking back in for the Raiders as he'll replace Ashton Williams. 3:37 left. Mountain Home with the ball leading 38-33. Benton takes an inbound pass. Gets into Gilbert. And he'll cross the timeline with it. Now he's being double-teamed, so he gets it to Bashir's over to Benton on the right side. Now finds Jones just outside the paint. Back up to Benton. Now he's going into the lane, going up for the layup. Does not go, and the rebound controlled by Vaughn. He's quickly back the other way for Riverview, but his pass is knocked away by Gilbert, and back comes Mountain Home on the turnover, and a foul is going to be called on Riverview. I believe they're going to get Seth Vaughn with that foul, and that's his fifth. Seth Vaughn is done. With 2 points on the night. It's also the 15th foul against the Raiders. So Vaughn's going to be on the bench for the rest of this game as he's replaced by Ashton Williams. The Shears will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline right in front of the Mountain Home bench. Gets it into Benton. Now ball goes over to Cruz on the right side to Gilbert near the corner. Now he's going to drill out to the wing. Picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go. There goes cross-court to Bashir. It's a dangerous throw, but gets it there. Now Benton has it. Now top to Jones. Finds Cruz in the paint, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul, and it was a good call. Luke Cruz picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. 2:51, let's play in this game. Riverview gets the ball back, trailing 38-33. Here's Brown into the front court, throwing it to Arnett on the right side. Arnett still drilling, now drills between the circles. Now he's going down into the lane, and he's going to be, I thought they were going to call a travel, but nope, they're going to call a push foul, I believe, on Jones. And that's a 1-1 coming up for Raiders. And before the free throws, Riverview is going to take a timeout. 2.5 minutes left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home up 38-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
So that foul was on Matt Jones. It's his fourth personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Bombers. So a 1-1 is coming up for Riverview. And it's going to be Miles Arnett at the free throw line. So far, he is 3 of 6 from the charity stripe with 13 points. First free throw for Arnett is up. No good. He misses the front end, and the rebound's knocked around, controlled by Ben, and back comes Mathen home. Ben is going to be fouled. Nope, I'm sorry. I thought they were going to call a foul in the backcourt, but what it was, Mathen home taking their timeout of their own. So with 2:24 left, it is Mathen home up 38-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
So it will be Mountain Home's basketball coming out of the timeout. And here is this timeout situation. Mountain Home has one full timeout left and 1 30-second timeout remaining. Riverview with 1 30-second timeout left and all three of their full timeouts remaining. It is 38-33. The Bombers leading with 2:24 left in this game. They're still getting some last-second instructions, but they're going to have to hurry up and get out on the floor. Otherwise, the official may put the ball down on the ground. All right, here we go. And we are ready to get action back underway. It will be Peters inbounding on the far sideline. Gets into Gilbert in the backcourt. He'll throw it across the timeline to Ben. Now to Peters on the left side. Up top to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Ball goes over to Ben on the right side. Now to Cruz near the free throw line. Back up top to Gilbert. Back to Peters. Once again to Gilbert. Now to Cruz. Over to Ben on the right side. Cross court to Peters. Another cross court pass to Ben on the right wing. Cross court once again to Peters. He's just outside the low block, going into the lane for the jumper. No, they're gonna wave it off and call him for an offensive foul. And Josh Fulcher is not happy about that call at all. But it's not an argument he's gonna win. That is Cole Peters' third personal foul, team foul number 8, and the 10th turnover against Mountain Home as well. Mountain Home leading by 5. Here's Brown back the other way for Riverview, giving it to Arnett for going up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Ben gets the rebound. He throws it into the front court to Cruz, who's going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. Luke Cruz now with 12 points, 40-33 in Mountain Home on top. And back the other way, a foul's going to be called on the Bombers, and that's going to be on Talon Benton. That is his third personal foul. And this will be the last 1-1 for Riverview. Because this is the 19th foul, the next one will put the Raiders in the double bonus. 1:29 left to play in this game. It will be a 1-1 for Quentin Brown. He has 9 points so far this evening. First shot for Brown is up and good, so he does earn the bonus. Now he's one of 2 players in double figures for the Raiders. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 11 points. And Ashton Williams is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Landon Chandler. 1:29 left to play in this game. Mountain Home up 40-35. Peters will trigger the inbound pass and gets into Gilbert. It is his own press once again for the Raiders. Ball goes to Peters, and he'll get it across the timeline. He has the ball on the left side. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert gets some space from between him and Arnett. Now drills to the left wing. Almost had the ball knocked away from him, but he's able to keep possession. Now ball goes up top to Benton. Now back to Gilbert. Now ball goes up to Cruz. Cruz is going into the lane, finding Jones into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the charity stripe with 58 seconds left. Matt Jones, so far 1 of 1 from the free throw line with 9 points. That foul is on since here, Brookins, his fourth personal foul, team foul number six against Riverview. First free throw is up and in. Now he's in double figures with 10. And looks like a timeout's going to be called by Riverview before the second free throw. 58.1 seconds left to play. It is Mountain Home up on Riverview, 41-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Riverview is still on the bench, but they're going to have to come out on the floor because they've used up just all their timeout. So they finally do, and it is Matt Jones with one more free throw. Again, 58.1 seconds left to play in this game. It is a six-point lead for Mountain Home, but again, one more free throw is to be shot by Matt Jones. 41-35 is our score. So Jones takes the ball from the official. His last free throw is up and goes in. So he now has 11 points. 42-35. It's a three-possession game with less than a minute left to play. Here is Arnett with the ball at the top. Throws over to Brown on the right side. Now he's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Mountain Home. They're going to stay for Riverview basketball. 46.7 seconds left as Sincere Brookins is going to check back in, replacing Ashton Williams. Arnett will carry the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Brown in the left corner. Now he dribbles out to the wing. Tries to get it to Brookins. The ball is knocked away, but a foul is going to be called on Matt Jones. I believe that is his fifth. It is. So Matt Jones is going to have to sit down for the remaining 43.1 seconds of this game as he fouls out with 11 points. So Hunter Bashir checks in for him. First free throw for Sincere Brookins is up and in. That's his first point of the night. Second shot is up. He gets both. He's 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. 42 to 37, I believe, is the score. I don't believe they put that last point up. Here is they probably do. Now Mount Hall is going to be fouled back on the other end in an effort by Riverview to stop the clock. It will be Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line. And that foul is going to be on Quentin Brown. It's his fourth personal foul. Team foul number 7, so 1-1 for Wyatt Gilbert. First shot is up and in, so he does earn the bonus, and he can make it a three-possession game if he gets this next one. Second shot is good. He now has 9 points. Those were his first free throw attempts of the night. 44-37, Mountain Home on top. 29 seconds left. Back the other way. Brown's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And Ben gets the rebound. He's going to do a cross-court pass to Cruz. Is going to go up for the easy layup. Good. 14 points. It's a 9-point lead for Mountain Home, and that should pretty much seal the deal. Here is Overstreet back the other way for Riverview, giving it to Arnett. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Bashir. 5 seconds. They're just going to let these 5 seconds tick off the clock. And Mountain Home is going to pick up the season-opening sweep after both Bomber teams defeat Riverview, with Mountain Home boys getting the 9-point victory to wrap up the night. Our final score in this boys' game, Mountain Home defeating Riverview 46-37. We'll start the Bombers postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 65.